Welcome to Deliciously Gluten-Free, your guide to tasty foods and eating out again without feeling excluded. And yes, that includes really good bread. This is your resource for practical ways to interact with the world and get your needs met, from delicious recipes to ideas for safe and satisfying ways to attend various social situations, as well as ways to work with friends and loved ones to find win-wins at the dinner table. I am your host, Mary Pizan, and I am a gluten-free coach and consultant. Now I'd like to introduce you to our guest today, Lorraine Fagella. Nearly 10 years ago, Lorraine started experiencing her gluten allergy while she was in Singapore. Living in Southeast Asia, it was easy for her to transition to a gluten-free diet since most of the dishes are naturally gluten-free, made with mostly rice and root flours. She just had to be mindful of the sauces and avoid pastries and baked goods. But it was that very avoidance that made her miserable, since Singapore has some of the best pastries from all over the world, readily available on every corner. So, forced by her allergy, Lorraine set out and developed a gluten-free flour blend that would result in a tender and moist baked product. Welcome, Lorraine. I am so glad to have you here today.
Thank you, Mary, for having me. This is exciting. Looking forward to this.
Oh my goodness, yes. As I was telling you earlier, I have tried your let's see, it's the
The sweet dough mix.
sweet
Sweet
dough
dough
mix.
mix.
And I use that to make cinnamon rolls that like my entire family gobbles down, and I'm the only one who's gluten free.
I'm glad it worked out for you. It's one of our best mix. And I think it's one of those mix that's it's unique in the market because it does mimic, regular flour as far as handling it. And the taste and texture is just, it's truly amazing. I'm so proud of that product, actually.
You have every right to be. Like, I saw you doing a demonstration at one of the gluten-free expos, and you're just sitting there rolling it out and flopping it over, and it acted just like wheat flour. I was floored. In fact, as soon as I saw that, I went and bought some right away.
It's quite amazing. And thank you for supporting us and actually trying us out, because as a kind of like a new business that's just been launched and being a new brand in the market, it's hard to compete with bigger companies. And then so here I am, trying to get people to like try it, just try it once, you'd love it. And I tell you though, Mary, like every time we have a customer like you, a consumer like you that tries our product, they do love it because it's like, oh my gosh, this is so easy. Just because, as you know, gluten-free flour mix and dough, it doesn't work.
It's
It
so
does not work.
sticky.
It's sticky. And then once it bakes up, it's flat and it doesn't rise and it's kind of, like a puck. And then so it's one of those that you just expect gluten-free to be, like just nasty. Basically, but this sweet dough mix, it took me years and years to develop. And we actually had a test subject, which is I used to have a cafe here in Saco, not Saco, but here in Maine, southern part of Maine. And we didn't market it as a gluten-free cafe just because we know that people would judge it and they won't come, right? And so when I finally kind of like finalized my sweet dough mix, we made the cinnamon buns, and whenever we would blast it on our social media, it sells out in like literally 20 minutes. We have people calling and said, please reserve me three, four, whatever. And then, it's gone. And so, and they don't know that it was gluten-free. They just love the texture and everything was just, yes. So that's what I call kind of like a test subject. That's when I'm like, okay, I need to put this in the market so that it can benefit people that have allergy and that they can have, like the copycat cinnamon bun or cinnamon bun or whatever it is that, right? So every time we go in the airport, we like smell that. And like, I'm from Atlanta. And then so we have a big one there. And so I'm like, I want one of those right now, but I can't have it. So I made it.
That's
So
how a
that's,
lot of,
there you
you
go.
know, a lot of people in this field ended up. It's like, you know,
Absolutely.
and like for me, I decided very early on that just because it's gluten-free doesn't mean it has to taste like sand, you know. So I've always had very high standards. It has to taste good enough that, you know, nobody else is going to notice.
Absolutely. And I'm right there with you because when I was first diagnosed with the allergy, it was so hard. And I'm a foodie. I love to eat. Like
Me
people may not
too.
know that, but I eat everything and it's like, I love it. And I dissect it. I just kind of like break it down into different parts, just trying to figure out what makes it unique. And then so when I became gluten-free, it was a sad day for me. It was like really, really sad just because it's like, okay, what am I going to eat now? You know, because I love pastries. I love stuffed buns. Like I said, cinnamon buns, donuts, you know, the hot donut now kind of that Krispy Kreme has. And so my family would just gobble them up and I'm like, okay, I need one of those, right? How do
Right.
I participate in all this? And so I started buying the gluten-free flour that's in the market. And you know, granted, there's you know already, Mary, being gluten-free is just like the market is saturated with gluten-free flour. And so, you know, there's some with beans in it, and it's not all created equal. It's
No.
like flour, right? Like the regular wheat flour, they have different variations too. And so when it comes to gluten-free, your choices are just it's there's a lot, but then again, it doesn't really make the baked goods that you really want, the
Right.
texture, the end texture that you really want. And so I did all that. You know, I tried all the ones that I could purchase in the grocery store, Amazon, and tried one recipe and used all of them. And like, this is really disappointing. You know, I can't do this. And that's what prompted me to just like start blending different mixes of flour based on what I know, right? Like our rice flour, tapioca starch, and potato starch and corn starch. And it was so hard because it's not an exact science,
Right.
you know, but it's the blend that works for the pastries to yield the texture and the taste that I wanted. And that's how Lorraine's gluten-free flour mixes came about.
That's fabulous. So, and I understand that your cafe, you won awards for your.
Right, absolutely. So a year before I launched the cafe, I basically entered into like a Maine's Best Baker. It's like the very, very first Maine's Best Baker here in Southern Maine. And it was in November of 2017. I remember because we had like crazy, crazy windstorm. And then so it knocked out all of our power. I had, yeah, that week. And so like our whole town was no power. And this was like Tuesday. And then Saturday was the show. And I'm like, how am I gonna bake all this? Like, and I'm praying Wednesday, come on, just turn on, you know, and I'm thinking of like options, where can I go to bake? Mind you, a lot of towns were just basically blacked out, right? There's no electricity. Sure enough, Wednesday, I think Wednesday afternoon, it came back on, and I'm like, what, Thursday, I hit the kitchen, just like, you know, came out with a bunch of different pastry offerings and stuff like that. And I was able to make it for that Saturday. And so Saturday was judged by the public. They would vote for you based on, you know, the taste. So they will give you like tickets. And then they'll also by judges. So ju there's like five judges that went around the different booth. And so it was nerve-wracking for me because I didn't tell anybody that it was gluten-free. It was just like, this is my stuff.
That's
I had
amazing.
Yeah, right, exactly. I had cupcake options, bunch of cookies. I had what I call Malamars, you know, and people were gobbling that up. But my piece that I entered into the whole show was called my flan cake, which is like a combination of Japanese cheesecake and the Filipino flan. And then so it was like a one biter, but you know, like every category won, like different category. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I'm not gonna get it. I'm not gonna get it. But Miri, I kid you not, when they said best in show and they called my booth, it was just like, what happened? Did I just win?
That's
Was just like, did I
great.
win? I know. And I was just like, that is amazing. And then that was the start of it. And then so I'm like, okay, well let's do it that way. You know, when we have the cafe, we won best in show. We were Maine best baker. I was, and the flour blend that I have in the market was. And then so the cafe, we didn't market it just because we didn't want the public to shy away from it and not try us out, right? Just because
Right.
they think it's gluten free. But everybody loved it. And Mary, we brought people to tears, people that have celiac, that have allergy, when they come and say, do you have anything gluten free? And my manager would lean over and said, honey, everything is gluten free. You can eat everything in here. And then so it was like, what? What? Yeah, that's the reaction. I mean, they would be crying because they see
Oh,
cupcakes, they saw cheesecakes, they saw quiches, They saw all this amazing pastries and just like, you mean to tell me all this are gluten free? And I said, yeah, our owner and the developer of all this is gluten free, and so that's all she knows how to make. And so that's what happened.
Okay, so the next
Yeah.
time I hit the East Coast, I'm definitely coming to your cafe.
Yeah, but you know what? No, I closed that. I
Oh, you
basically
did.
left that cafe. I did. But now, Mary, we're in the process of hopefully opening another cafe in Southern Maine. So,
Oh,
because we have a
fabulous.
lot more, yeah, we have a lot more product offering now. But I closed that so that I can concentrate on marketing and bringing this flour blend product to the market. It was going to be hard for me to do both.
Sure. Oh,
And so, yeah.
absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Running a small business is a lot of work.
Oh yeah, can you imagine? Yeah,
Yeah.
and people management is it's really hard,
Oh, yeah.
nowadays. And with the pandemic, I think the pandemic kind of afforded me to do that, to basically step away from the cafe part of it because we closed it down, and then just like hone into like home bakers,
That makes
people that want
sense.
to make, to make stuff at home. And I'm like, hey, try our product, and you would love it.
Yeah. So you
So
have, I think, four different blends at this point. Is that
we
correct?
do. We do.
Okay.
Yeah. So we have our 1-to-1 cup for cup all-purpose flour, right? And that one is the base for all of our mixes. So our sweet dough mix is made from that flour, our pizza mix, and also our bread mix. And so on our website, I don't know if you've had a chance to actually dabble in there. So each of the mixes can make multitude of like multiple items, right? Like the sweet dough mix. We just posted today how to make brioche from our sweet dough mix.
Ooh.
So yeah, we did a reel on that, and that'll be in our social media. Soft pretzels are there, and it's just,
Ooh.
I don't know. I don't think you've tried that yet. I don't think you've
No,
tried the
I
soft pretzel,
haven't.
but
I've
yeah,
got
and
to
that
try
one
that.
is amazing. I mean, I kid you not. It's like you couldn't even tell that it's gluten free. It's chewy. It has the texture. Just follow the instructions. I know it's a lot of work, but to have something that good, you have to
Yeah.
put in some work.
Yeah. Well, but like even so,
Yeah.
I know that like with the cinnamon rolls, like it sounds intimidating, but it was actually fairly easy if you've ever made
Yeah.
them with wheat. It was about the same. It was on
Right,
par.
right. It is. I mean, like what I tell people is like when you look at the instructions, it seems like, oh my gosh, look how long it is. But listen, all you do is you dump, you mix, you rest, and you rise. Like
Yeah.
that's it, right?
Yeah. There's not
And I
even
think
really any measuring. I mean, like a little
there
bit of
isn't.
liquid, but
Yeah.
that's it. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, a little bit of liquid. That's it. Because the other ones are just butter and eggs. And then you just kind of dump it all in one bowl and just let it get married and happy in there. So,
Oh my
yeah.
gosh. Fantastic.
Yeah,
So,
absolutely.
what else can you make then? Like I remember seeing that you also did a presentation on making wonton wrappers.
Yeah, we did that wonton wrapper. So the wrappers, I don't think it's on our website, but it is definitely is on our Instagram, our social media, as far as the recipe on that. So it is our flour. That's all a technique on how you actually make it. So you kind of have to cook the dough. And I say that because you use kind of like a hot water into the flour to kind of stiffen it up so you can roll it into the
Okay.
wonton wrapper or dumplings, right?
Oh,
And
right,
so,
yeah.
yeah, and then so once that's done, then it's like, oh, good, look how easy it is. And then so with that dumplings, you can make glazed dumplings, and that's one of the demo that we did, and it's also on our YouTube channel. Like we uploaded our live demo in there as well. And the glazed dumpling is basically pan fried dumplings with kind of like a cornstarch slurry that's been evaporated, so that created that nice crispy bottom. It's just amazing. And then so right now I'm also developing, it's a different one. It's actual egg roll wrapper, not using rice, not using rice. Like, how people just use their rice wrapper,
Right. Oh,
to make stuff.
yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing wrong with it, but I think it's just chewy.
It's it
It
is.
doesn't
It's
give
very chewy. It's not so it's not
It's
the
not the same. That's right. It's not the same. And then so it doesn't have the crunch and the lightness of an actual egg roll wrapper. And then so I worked on this thing tirelessly, actually, day and night for 2 to 3 weeks. And then so finally, I'm just like, oh, we did it, and we had a ton of friends over. I always do this because it's my test subject. And I like to cook and I like to kind of like feed people. And then so I always invite people to my house. And then there's some that I don't do gluten free, right? Like if I cook something, but this one, I kind of just like, okay, two options. You've got this A or B, right? And that would be like the typical egg roll wrapper that you can find, and then the gluten-free one. And they're just like, they all wanted the gluten-free one because it's lighter and it's crispier and it's not as greasy. And I'm just like, yep, there you go. There you go. And then so now, Miri, I'm trying to figure out how to put that in the market, just because making it is probably going to be a little bit complicated for people. But if we put it in the market as ready to use egg roll wrapper, people are just gonna just go crazy with
Oh,
that,
yeah,
right?
absolutely.
So yeah, it's we're so excited because you can make like pastries with it, like baklava. I don't know.
Oh, I'm in. Oh my God. It's been years since I've had
Yeah,
baklava.
I know. Me too.
Yeah.
And I love it. I love the crispiness and just
Yes.
the texture, you know?
Yes.
So yeah,
Yeah.
absolutely. But there's a lot in the pipeline. Lots and lots.
So I've got a question for you because one of the other
Sure.
favorite Asian foods that I absolutely love, which is so hard for me to find, is like those enclosed steam buns.
Yeah. So okay, yeah, the white ones, the baos,
The
right?
bao,
So
yes.
the baos, yeah. So that's my next experimentation. The first thing I wanted to do was do the kind of like the brown one, the stuffed buns, you know, with the barbecue, pork barbecue in there, right?
Yes,
So that one's on our
yes.
website. Yeah, we made
Oh,
that with
okay.
Sweet Though Mix. Yeah, so we made that with Sweet Though Mix. So now that is on my to-do. Like, I have croissants on their list to prep to kind of develop. It just takes a long time,
Oh,
you know.
yeah.
I mean, as you know,
This
you
is
know.
why I don't do recipe development. I'm leaving it to the
Yeah.
experts because
Yeah,
it's a lot of work.
it's a lot of work. And if you're talking about gluten-free baking, you're talking, it's a different spectrum. You know, it's
Yeah.
not just a typical wheat, like wheat flour recipe that you can find out there where you can just like, oh, I just follow that recipe and then it's good. When it comes to gluten-free, there's like a specific science behind it to give us the texture that we want to
Right.
mimic the regular, you know, wheat, taste. And
Right. The
so,
taste and the texture and
and the texture and the workability, Miri.
yes.
You know, because if I follow the same recipe, I mean, like my flour for the most part, though, it'll work with regular recipes like cakes and pastries and stuff like that with regular flour because it's a true cup for cup, one-to-one substitutions. But when it comes to something that is as specific as croissants, it's different. You know, it's like we have to add different stuff in there to kind of like manipulate, you know, the dough.
Right.
And then so that's what I'm working on. I got the taste right. Like with it, I worked like for 2 weeks. And I'm like, okay, this tastes amazing. It has the croissant taste, but it doesn't have the rice that I wanted, you
Right.
know? And then so that's the next thing that I have to kind of like you know, hone down and pinpoint so
Oh,
it
this is
works.
so great to have like mixes that are just ready to go. That's so exciting.
That's right. It's just a little bit of updating on the
And
recipe, that's all. Yeah.
I understand that you're also working like in the future. This isn't something that's ready quite yet, but you're also looking at expanding for other allergies and food sensitivities as well.
Right, absolutely. And so our flour itself is dairy free, right? And then so a lot of people can't have dairy, so we specifically made it so that it's dairy free. There's a blend out there that has dairy in it, and we're like, you know, it
Cup for
works,
cup.
but yeah, but it kind of like limits the audience. Like people that have dairy allergy can't use it. Yeah, you can. Yeah, exactly. And then so we're like, okay, this blend that we have, people can use dairy-free product like dairy-free butter. They can make oat milk, right? A substitution coconut milk or condensed coconut
Yep.
milk, right? That you can get
Yep,
at Whole
that's
Foods.
what I do.
Yeah, and then so and those are amazing. So now we're testing out our recipe so that it is egg-free and can be egg-free and true dairy-free, but it has the taste of a regular, you know, pastry. And it's hard. I mean,
It
I'm
is.
telling you, I don't know how people do it that have those allergies, but
But
it's
it's also
hard.
possible. It is possible.
It is
Like,
possible, right? It is
yeah.
possible. And I get it. It is possible, but it's just my expectation whenever I put something out, especially recipe, is that it has to be perfect. It's not one of those like, okay, just to have something out there. But I don't compromise on things. And especially with taste for me, because if I won't eat it, I won't post it, you know? And then so it has to be at the same caliber and quality that the other product that we have. And then so one thing that we have in the pipeline is called an artisanal mix, and that will make kind of like artisanal bread, you know, like the baguettes and then the crusties and it's gonna be, that's okay, it's gonna be gluten free and it's gonna be grain free, which is amazing for people who can't have grain, right? So and that's something that we're so excited about. We've posted a couple of items on our social media about the artisanal bread using this mix, just to kind of get people curious about like what's going on there. And I'm telling you, it's perfect. Like I just love it. I love the mix. And people that like the crusty outside and chewy inside kind of bread, this will be the mix for you to make with that. Like, how
Oh, how
amazing is that? Yeah,
exciting.
it is. It is. So we're excited about that venture. Next mix.
So, wrapping up, since that's the end of the timer, if you were to leave listeners with one single action today for how to live a better gluten-free life, what would it be?
How to live a better gluten-free life. Oh my God, that is so hard, isn't it?
There's a lot, yeah.
There is a lot. And then you being a coach or a consultant in this realm, I'm sure there's not one. But for me, one thing was don't be scared in the kitchen. Just do it. You
There
know,
you go.
if you see a recipe, and if you follow a blogger or a recipe developer, or if you follow my site, right? And there's something that catches your eyes, try it, because I guarantee you're gonna love it. Because a lot of people that have posted it, especially in our community, they have worked tirelessly to provide good quality product that they post on their social media. And I myself, whenever I do something and post something, it's a bet you, if I say it's amazing, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I've
Don't
tried
be
enough of
scared, you
your
know?
I've tried your product enough to know that's absolutely true. Like
Yeah.
you
Well,
have a
thanks.
very
Yeah.
high standard of
Expectation.
quality.
Yeah. I have to, because whatever I put out there, I want people to enjoy, and I don't want them to be intimidated. And it's already intimidating enough being gluten free. So, you know, the product that we have out there is not good enough. So we're going to make it for you so that it is
Fabulous.
the
Lorraine, thank
best.
you so much for joining me today and having this discussion. And I will make sure that your links are posted with this video. And just thank you for joining us today.
Well, thanks for having me, Mary. I appreciate it. This has been fun.
Oh, good.